directive from the German security police to remove the Jews from Poitiers, January 1944. I've put this up because A, it was the local directive that would prove fatal for my father's uncle, Martin Rosen, and B, because it gives us all an insight into the methods and processes of the Nazi genocide machine. Note the precision about logistics, but the lie about Jews' supposed collective guilt. Remember, it's the Nazis who are the illegitimate occupying army. This command went from the regional prefect to the local prefect to the police, who arrested 31 Jews and shipped them to Drancy, to Paris, and then Auschwitz. Note also the phrase, of all nationalities, by this point in the war. These commands had been directed to foreign-born Jews up until then. One way Vichy France claimed these acts were legitimate was because it was getting rid of people who weren't French. At this point, Vichy's collaboration crossed a line because it was collaborating with people, the Nazis, who were deporting French people whose only crime was that they were born Jewish. This is not me legitimating the deportation of foreign-born Jews, of course not, but it's worth noting the line being crossed here. Here's the document. From Kommandant der Sicherheitspolizei und das SD in Poitiers. Poitiers, le 27, that's the 27th, janvier 1944, January the 27th, 1944, to Mr. Regional Prefect in Poitiers. Subject, the removal of the Jews from the Poitiers region. In recent times, there have been multiple cases of Jews being involved in acts of terrorism and sabotage, discovered taking part in the communist movement, and being known as principal actors or instigators in other anti-German organisations. As a result, I'm requesting you, in this case, of security measures which must be taken out of all necessity to arrest in the first hours of January the 31st, 1944, and then later at 3 o'clock in the morning, all Jews still present in the region, without regard for their nationality or their age, and to transfer them as soon as possible to the closed camp for Jews in Drancy. The families must be taken in groups. This measure also extends to Jews who live in a mixed marriage, and also to people who count as Jews, and to Jews by religion who come from a mixed marriage, also to Jews working for French or German households, or in work camps. The Jews are authorised to take winter clothes with them on the journey and the usual necessary utensils, as well as some food for 3 days. We'll let them take money and valuable objects. The sick, that is, those who will not be able to manage the journey, must produce a medical certificate and should be interned in the nearest hospital. You will present to us in 3 letters, one for each département, a list of arrested Jews and a list of Jews interned in the hospitals. These lists must include the following points: the order number, surname, first name, date and place of birth, country of residence, street and number, profession, and day of arrest. The Jews' lodgings must be closed and placed under German seals. When I first read this and then translated it, I think it was the first time that I became clear in my mind the chain of command that starts out in Paris, goes to this person here, this commandant, who's then delivering instructions to the French officials, the so-called prefects, then to the police, which ended up in the arrest of my father's uncle, Martin Rosen, and his ultimate death in Auschwitz. Sometimes when we talk about the Holocaust, it's one great big statistic, and you don't know the exact detail, that the means by which single arrests and then groups of people were arrested and deported. And it's very hard to get hold of that. And by looking at this document, well, first of all, I was fascinated in a horrible way, but then utterly repulsed. So then when I went back to the details of how it was that my father's uncle was arrested, I somehow had to understand that, and the way I get to understand things is to write them and rewrite them and produce them as poems, sometimes leaning more towards songs, but sometimes almost as like documents or free verse statements. And that helps me understand and feel more what it was like.